Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's my favorite blues band bringing us back, Robert Cray on blues guitar there. Welcome back, 23. After the hour, thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. We have a three-book deal on the website there. For all three of my books, we have a special offer there. If you go there and check it out, ageofthecustomer.com, and they'll all come to you autographed by me. And when you sell the books on eBay, it'll adjust the price. But I can't promise you which way. Thanks for checking that out. Jim Donovan, thanks for being here. Jim's our good friend, folks. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of the brand new book, Happy at Work, 60 Simple Ways to Stay Engaged and Be Successful. Jim, when we went to the break, I was saying that when we find, you know, I know your book's focused on individuals, how to help employees be engaged, and I that's what we talked about earlier. But I also want to talk a little bit this time about what employers do. Do we, you know, how far do we go to redeem these people? Should we try to redeem them, or should we just get rid of them? And but here's the bigger hill to climb to me, Jim. We have a manager that's been with 20 years. They're like family. And over the years, they've become toxic. We don't want to admit it. We don't want to look at it. We don't want to deal with it because they're just too important to us. But we're hearing rumblings in the ranks, the people they work for. And now, and then yesterday, somebody quit who we didn't want to lose. And when they left, they said, I can't work with that person. And we've known about it for a while, but we just didn't do anything about it. What do we do?
I think you can redeem that person. I mean, that's kind of where I come in. And Happy at Work talks, part of the book is really targeted to the managers and the people that are working with teams. Because one of the complaints that I keep hearing from people, and I heard this recently from a woman in financial services. She said, you know, one of the big problems we're being asked to do more with less. Okay, that's not news. Everybody's hearing that.
That's right.
I said, yeah, but you can't change that. She said, well, that's not really the problem. The problem is that we're doing it, and we're okay doing it. But we're not being recognized. And people want, we need that recognition. We need that sense of connectedness. I think that's where the managers and the company, you asked before, what can a company do for their employees?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the employees will work themselves. The company can start teaching the employees how to change how they're looking at situations. I mean, I come from that. I do a whole session around what's working as a perspective. If I look at any problem going on in my life and I say, what's going right, what's working, law of attraction is going to take me in a better direction. I'm going to get
better
results.
But I'll tell you, Jim, though, if you've got a manager who's disengaged, if you've got a toxic employee who's a manager,
right.
You have to get them. You have to get them by the lapels, and
yeah.
You have to say, "Look, here's what's going on. Here's what's happening. I want to help you. What can I do to help you? But your behavior is going to have to change, and it's going to have to change soon, or you and I are going to have to do something else. Now, that doesn't mean you fire them. Maybe it means you move them out of a management position. But, Jim, as a small business owner, you can't have toxic employees, but you sure can't have toxic managers.
Right. But I think that's the extreme, though. That's not that 70%, those two-thirds you were talking about before.
No, the big number is the employee. But Jim, if you've got 50 employees, you got one toxic manager managing
right.
15 people. That's where you get that big number.
Yeah, but you've got to do something with them. Number one, you either have to train them, change them, help them change, help them get better behavior,
right.
Better management skills, or get rid of them. The problem is the people that are just there. They're not toxic. They're not 100% disengaged. They're just not working at their potential
yeah.
because they're unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're finding out, I've been following a lot of Sean Aker's work and the stuff they're doing at Harvard, and they're finding out that happiness is the game. I mean, the happy employees are
right.
more productive. I don't believe somebody needed a study to find that out. I mean, that's kind of every
mm-hmm.
six-year-old knows that one. But that's, you know, you raise people up. You get people happier, feeling better, feeling more engaged at work. Their productivity and revenue is going up. So now companies are reinvesting. This is the problem. I think companies cut training budgets back somewhere, probably in the 80s.
Since 2008, it's been abysmal.
Okay, well, I'm going back even further because training started disappearing. I was talking to someone in financial services last night about that, and he's been in a business 35 years, whatever, and he came up through all of that training. You got an insurance sales, all the sales training, the management training. They're not doing that anymore. Companies are not, people are not getting that. That's a big part of it. And the companies now are finding out if you bring in someone like me to work with a team of people and to do some training and do some coaching, your productivity's going up as people are feeling better. It's a happier workplace. Everybody feels better. Everybody starts looking forward to going to work. I mean, look at companies like Zappos and Starbucks and Panera's
and Jim, I think we need to point out though that your job as the owner of the company is not to make them happy people, because some people just aren't happy. But your job is to make sure that there is a happy environment for those people to work in, whether they come to work, whether they are happy at home or not, whether right. they're naturally a happy person or not. Your job is to make sure that there's that when they get to work, it is a pleasant and happy environment, which it is possible to be successful in business and have a happy workplace.
Not only is it possible, the most successful companies, and this, like I said, this is being proven at Harvard, the most successful companies are the ones that have the happiest, most engaged people. Productivity goes up as personal leisure, personal enjoyment goes up.
I know a publicly traded company who one of the employees told me one time, I hate Fridays because it means I can't come back to work till Monday.
There you go.
How about that?
That happened at Zappos.
Hey, Jim, I got to wrap it up. Give us the title of the book and the website again, please.
The website is jimdonovan.com, JIMDONOVAN.com. That book is Happy at Work. 60
Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Come back soon. Jim Donovan, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.